Welcome to Working Musicians, a feature of theworkingmusician.com. My name is Roger Z, trying to keep live music alive in America. Part two of Snapperhead.
What's happening, people? What's going on?
That's right. Now, these guys are hard rock. If that's what you like, if you like Metallica, you like Led Zeppelin, you like... You name
Van Halen, Aerosmith,
Guns N' Roses, The Cult, Motorhead,
and even the Ramones, right?
The Ramones,
Cheap Trick, everything.
Okay, these guys are the real deal. You've been playing the clubs around here under a couple of different names for 11 years.
About 11 years, yeah.
And Snapperhead in this configuration with on guitar
Mike Miranda.
Vocals?
Doug Palmer.
Steve Budgie Werner on drums.
And Anthony Fragnito on bass.
Okay. Awesome. We told the story of how you got together. Basically, it's the usual weird mix of old friends and new friends. So, do you ever get tired of going out there and partying like a rock star?
There are certain times. You know, especially in the winter, it's snowing, you got home Friday night, you work, because all of us will work, you know. Sometimes Mike gets a little more time off than everybody, but, you know, Friday night comes, it's snowing, it's raining, it's, you know, and you're dragging, and you're like, oh, I got to pack that truck again and get out. By the time you get down there, then you end up having a good time.
You never get sick of playing. What you get sick of is moving the equipment.
Well, that's what they pay you for. Yeah. We're essentially movers.
It's hard work.
It's the equipment. We're the first to get there, and we're the last to leave.
Yeah.
Now, that's brutal.
Do you guys pay a sound man, or you do your own sound?
We do our own sound, basically.
Yes, you save up. Okay, well, we didn't get to do the canned questions last show. You know, we've talked about the kind of music that you play, and now I'd like to take a moment to go through the questions. What do you guys want to do, the Dream Band or the CD Desert Island?
Dream Band sounds good.
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
Dream Band, you start, Anthony.
If I had to put together a Dream Band...
Living or dead?
Well...
A mixture, I mean.
Unfortunately, it's a mixture, but I'd be on bass because I would love to play with these guys, so I'd be playing bass. The drummer would be John Bonham. The singer would be Steven Tyler, and the guitar player would be Jimi Hendrix. That would be my ideal band.
That's a nice band.
I would have the same guitar player. I'd have Jimmy on guitar. I'd have Chris Cornell on vocals. Bass player is hard, but I'd probably have to go with John Entwistle and on drums.
Yourself? Of course yourself on drums.
You know, gotta play with those guys.
Gotta have some fun.
Okay.
I don't know what the dream band would be that I would put together, but the dream band that I would love to play with would be Aerosmith, probably. I would have to say.
Now, what about this? I'm looking at you and I'm thinking, you know, the Doors went around, you know, with the guy from the Cult.
Yeah.
If they called you up and offered you the spot and did a little tour, the Doors, would you do that?
I mean, yeah, of course I would do it. You know, an opportunity like that, sure, I would do it. Whether or not I would fit that particular part, I'm not sure, but I would probably die. Yeah, I'd do it.
Yeah, that's a yes. Okay.
I would definitely.
What about you, Mike?
Well, I like to play guitar in the band, obviously, but there's a few guys I would say on vocals have to be Ronnie James Dio, probably one of the best metal singers ever. I say Cozy Powell on drums,
right on.
An ass-kicking drummer. A guy named Marco Hetella from Nightwish, who's an amazing bass player and kick-ass singer. And Warren Haynes on second guitar from Government Mule,
who's
one of the best out there.
That's cool, yeah.
I think that would be a hell of a band.
Yeah, I was just playing Soul Shine for my girlfriend, cause talking
that's
about spiritual
tune, yeah.
songs.
Yeah.
And I think I have a live version from their Little Help from My Friends, New Year's Eve or something.
All that stuff is great.
Okay, well,
we used to go see Warren at, if anybody remembers, 7 Willow Street up in Porchester. There used to be like 100 people there. He used to play all the local rooms down here, too, in the local scene.
You know, Porchester makes me sick. That used to be a rock haven.
Yeah.
And now there's nothing.
Die.
Not one club there.
Detroit,
I guess people just moved on to other things, you know?
Well, it's a drinking age, too. I mean, you used to be able, 18, you used to go out and drink.
I'm sorry, rock and roll is a young man. You know, to me, the way I think it is rock and roll, most people, they, if they go to college, for the 4 years of college, they know every band, every song. The second they graduate, it's like the party's over.
Not for everybody.
Some people.
Yeah.
Not our fans.
We never grew up, so we're still waiting to graduate.
We're the fifth year of college for some people.
No, what's that van? There was a movie van somewhere. The guy's in there for 10 years.
Yeah.
The demographic, the people who come to see you play, do you, like, is it varied? Is it 40-something, 20-something?
We've got from 20s to 50.
Yeah. Yeah, we got them. Exactly. We got young people, 21, 22. Then there's people over 50 that come in. So, yeah, it's amazing. That's what's good about it.
You know, there's a friend of mine who used to play with me, and he's playing in a band called the Short Bus. I don't know if you've heard of them. And they're you must have heard them because you're in Connecticut, right?
I wrote it? Is that what you're saying?
No. No, because they play Tierney's and they play all the rooms in Fairfield.
Right. Yeah, I actually have because there's a paper that comes out. Well, More Sugar, of course. You know.
Right.
Yeah.
But the thing with them is, you know, they started, they did a gig at Tierney's, and they went to the guy and they said, look, we're new, what do we need to do to come back and play here? And the guy said, give me your set list, give me your song list. And he went, jit, don't play them, they're old. Here are the songs that you should play. And he wrote this song, this song, this song, this song. And now they got the 20-something crowd. They play a gig, and it's all the 20-somethings, and it's packed. So
you sound like an agency band.
Yeah, but are they enjoying doing that kind of music? I mean, here they just got told what to play.
Yeah, well, you know what? People say to me, why don't you do that? And, you know, I don't want to play my girlfriend's mom, you know.
Yeah.
You know, whatever. But anyway, you guys are so good at answering my questions. We're going to go to the next canned question, which is, what's the first song you learned to play?
Probably like a lot of kids that grew up in the 70s. Smoke on the Water was the real first song, bass-wise, that I actually did that was correct, I would say.
Now, is this the first song you learned to play through? Like, that's a riff or with a band.
That's the first song I knew how to play the bass parts, chord changes through and through, and actually doing the correct bass line instead of just following what the guitar player was doing.
Right, you don't play the riff. You basically hang on the root.
Right, hang on the root with the chord changes and do some little fills here and there.
It's like I hate playing the song Cocaine, because you play with most bass players, and they play the guitar line instead of playing the bass
part, which annoys me too.
Right, because the song grooves and it doesn't groove.
Exactly. You lose the groove. I mean, come on.
Yeah, do your homework. Although even Eric Clapton's bass player plays it wrong now.
He is a great bass player, Eric Clapton, actually.
So he is.
Yeah.
But after playing with Jack Bruce, I guess.
Yeah.
Budgie, what about you?
First songs that I learned to play, I can't even remember exact. Like, I mean, playing in my room was either a Beatles or a Creedence song, because those were the first two when I was really starting to play. First song I probably played with other people, a full band, would be Smoke on the Water and 25 or 64 by Chicago.
A great song.
Yeah, that was the stuff that was.
What a great bass player he was.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
And he still is. Yeah.
But now they're a wedding band.
Yeah. Well,
they don't play like with.
Well, they do what they do to feed the ex-wives and the hundreds of kids. You know.
Yeah. Well,
you know, that's the musician's lot in life. Mr. Singer Man, what about you?
I do play acoustic guitar, and the first song that I learned how to play through and through was "Jack and Diane" by John Cougar.
That's a great song.
That's cool, man.
It's a little embarrassing. It's not anything heavy or. But yeah, that was the first one. And let me tell you something, I played the shit out of that song.
I just learned it last week.
I played that song, oh my God. Before school, during school, after school.
And what about you, Mike?
First song I started playing with a band was American Woman. And
that's
we jammed that for like 2 hours. Just, you know, the guys would smoke up, you know, and they were forever. But the only song after that I think I remember is War Pigs. I think that I heard that when I first put that record on, I was like, that's what I want to do. And I had to learn that thing straight through. So
wow.
I was converted after that.
My first song I learned was My Baby Does the Hanky Panky.
My Baby Does the Hanky Panky.
And then the second song I learned was the Sloop John B.
Beach Boys.
Two classics.
Wow.
Yeah, well, just learning to play acoustic guitar. But anyway, so guys, enough of that crap. What do you got first now? You're going to play live for us, right?
Yes, we are.
Okay, so you're going to do two originals. Let's get it on.
All right.
What are you tuned up for?
All My Love.
Okay. So I'll announce the name of it.
This one's All My Love.
And who wrote it?
Anthony Fragnino.
Mr. Yeah, it Baby sounds Baby. Like All My Loving. All My Love. Zeppelin had. They had that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. All My Love on the, okay. Into the album.
Well, may you get the same amount of royalties from this song.
Yes.
Yeah. Are we ready, kids?
1, 2, 3, 4. Got me fired. we'll give Mike a little time to retune his guitar. I think he was doing drop D tuning there.
Yes.
I just discovered that myself, and D is my favorite key. So,
sad key.
D is the saddest key of all.
That's D minor.
D minor, yes.
You know, it's funny, though, my amp goes up to 12.
Oh, so you got one better than the guy from Spinal Tap.
Nigel's
got
to work on that.
Right.
No, but it's funny.
His only goes up to 11.
But Fender, after that movie, Spinal Tap, all their amps, all the knobs go up to 12.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Is that true? Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Wow. That's good trivia.
Pretty funny. I saw no humor in that movie the first time I saw it.
Wow.
It was too close to reality. I'm going, yeah? Like, I wasn't getting it at first.
Now, I'm going to ask you, what bands did you hear that was based on? Because we heard a number of bands.
Foghat.
Oh, really? I didn't hear
Foghat.
Iron Maiden.
We heard Iron Maiden.
Yeah, well, of course. With the little Stonehenge coming down.
Yeah.
What other bands?
Do we hear Man O' War?
Supposedly Sabbath. That was their idea, Stonehenge.
Yeah, exactly. That was a Sabbath thing.
That was a Sabbath thing, and it kind of didn't work out. Something happened in a funny way.
It was too big with them.
Yeah, for them it was the opposite way around. It was way too big. So I think Spinal Tap ran away with a few of those English bands' ideas. Yeah.
Sniff the glove was dug, so.
it's a blacker black.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, man.
Okay, so what are you going to do now?
I think this is one that Mike wrote called Break Me Down, right?
Yeah.
Sure. In D as well.
Yes, this is in D as well.
So. Yeah, actually it is.
Ironically, yes.
I guess we like that key. But not drop.
You can start it, Mike.
Hold it.
I'm
Mark, and I can't wait to see this video up on your website and on YouTube.
On YouTube and on your TV station.
We just filmed a show down at the Haunt down in Yonkers.
Now tell me about that. I've been seeing a lot of you. When you play there, you play as part of a show. You guys, you headline, but there's opening acts.
We've done shows where we've played the whole night, or shows where one. We all actually have other side projects that we do, and I think actually Mike's band, you guys, Spirit Walker did a night with us.
We shared the bill. I got a tribute to the Cult named Spirit Walker. We opened up the Snap Ad, so I got to play all night.
So you're like Warren Haynes, right?
Yeah, Bungie plays.
I do Hindenburg, which is a Zep show with great musicians. I got Felix Hanneman from Zebra, who a lot of people know from the area. They're from New Orleans, but they've been up here for forever. And Carl Cochran on guitar from Joe Lynn Turner's band from Deep Purple and Rainbow. And local guy Mike McEwen from Perfect Tool, which is a great, if you're into Tool, it's a great band to go see.
Now, don't you play with Richie Scarlett, too?
Do Richie Scarlett. Yeah, they're going to all yell at me and call me what I am. I play with a lot of different people. But
yeah, you were talking about the Doors before, too. I got a tribute to the Doors called Lizard King.
Oh, that's...
We also shared a bill with Hindenburg.
That
was real good.
Now, let me ask you a question. You're married?
Yes.
How long have you been married?
Long time. 18, 19, something like that, years.
So, you're playing in a lot of bands, so you're probably working Friday, Saturday, every weekend?
Yeah. You see where he's going with this, Mike.
And your wife doesn't complain.
She loves it probably more than I do, man. She got more energy than I'll ever have.
So she comes out with you?
She has an incredible amount of energy.
Cool.
Yes, she does,
Always helps. She always helps us load, dude. Sometimes she's out there loading the gear, loading the hat boxes. Thank you, Renee.
A lot of side projects.
What about you?
I do porn on the side. Is this going to be on TV?
He's the president of Vivid.
What about you, Anthony?
I'm married,
I'm talking about music. Enough of the women.
Are you hitting on him?
No.
Actually, this is what I mainly do, but I do play in also with Richie, with Budgie and Richie's solo band, and me and Budgie also have like a classic power trio that we have with Richie, but it's all covers, called Stratus, but we don't do that too often. Once in a while we may go out and do something like that. Really, everything keeps us pretty busy here. So,
and the one other, also done some Hindenburg shows with them too.
Yep, the one other project we do is with a dear friend of pretty much everybody in the band, but everybody in the air, is Dr. Richard Garvey.
Yeah.
Called the Scrubs, and Rick's a keyboard player. That, you know, we got Richie on guitar, Bumblefoot from Guns N' Roses is set in. We got Arno Hecht from the Uptown Horns, played with the Stones, George Thorogood, Dion, you name it, he's played with everybody.
We just did a gig actually Friday night.
And we're going to be at the Haunt. So, you know, you check snapahead.com, which
the offshoots
of that. Everything, band members, you know, all the other gigs are on there, but snapahead.com. As a matter of fact, while we're here, like to honor you with a t-shirt, so you know you can get some of these nice things.
Like just show. hold it
and
steady.
And you know our logo, which Dougie came up with, you know, the old
can I get a yeah,
that's for you.
Can't really say that on TV, but you can figure it out.
It took Lauren, me forever. Lauren, you can't say that.
It took me forever to come up with that.
No, I remember, as we discussed before, we got it. Okay. Sometimes my hands shake. Up. Okay.
There you go.
Yeah, this
that's
is even
that's
better, right?
That's the logo, man.
Right. I used to play in a band, and it said, "Roger James, we smell you." Oh. That was pretty bizarre. But actually, I met you guys because I write reviews for More Sugar Magazine, a free Westchester monthly paper.
We love the mag, man.
You know, your local tattoo. That's right. Your local tattoo parlor, your local club. You know, they basically list where everybody's playing all over the place. And I have a column called Roger's Reviews. So I used to go down to Vintage because I actually live in White Plains. I used to walk down there and I would see the bands, and I talked to you like a year and a half ago. But then it turns out I teach Taekwondo to your beautiful daughter, Lauren. who's testing for black belt this Friday.
So she's ready.
Wow.
Yeah, she's ready. She's a great woman. She's a, you know.
She's a woman in an 11-year-old's body. That's what's scary.
It's like my daughter. No one's going to mess around with my daughter unless she wants them to.
Yeah, right.
But you guys are the real deal. I always love seeing you play.
Thank
I love
you,
the fact that you switch your repertoire up so that, you know, people can come see you, you know, once or twice a month. It's not going to be the same show, not the same tune.
That's definitely the hardest thing we'd have to say. Even at this point, it's been like the last year that's been the real. And we just put it up on the website. Tell us what you want to hear, because after a while, you do run out of, like, even if you're doing, like, Foo Fighters, you're doing this song. Even if it's the same band, give us different songs that you want to hear. Like, if you're doing, you know, a Guns N' Roses or whatever the band may be, just let us know what it is. New band, old Incubus we do. I mean, there's so many different bands, you know, that we do. And it's, you do that song, it comes off, it sounds great. But now we want you to tell us what are the songs you want to hear from that band.
So there you have it. Snap ahead. Thank you, guys. All right. Thanks a lot.
You just made that one.
It can run late.
All right.
This ain't a machine.
All right.
Now, Dennis at Rogers.